Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and we're especially glad that God has given us the opportunity to present His living Word over this radio station. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. That's 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then at 11 o'clock is our morning worship service. And then this afternoon's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then at 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. Sunday school at 10 o'clock, morning worship at 11, and then tonight service for prayer at 4 o'clock, evening worship at 4:30, and then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God His way, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. If you're looking for a place where you can really worship, then try out Independence Baptist Church. That's 124 South Main. We invite you to come and see for yourself the worship that goes on at the Independence Baptist Church. That's why we meet together, is to worship God, for no other reason. Jesus Christ is the head of His church. Jesus Christ is the head of Independence Baptist Church. And if you want to come and put yourself under subjection of Jesus Christ, then you come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. I know you'll find a warm welcome. But more important than a warm welcome is the ability to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we invite you to come to these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we preach over this radio station or the things that we believe, or perhaps you just have a Bible question, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. This morning, I'd like to read in the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. The Bible said, "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him." As we think on this verse this morning, I'd like to ask you this question. What is the purpose of your existence? Why are you alive? Where are you going when you die? Now let's read this verse again. The Bible said in Colossians 1 and verse 16, "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers." Now listen, all things were created by Him and for Him. What is the purpose of your existence? I know that today, as you see folks moving around upon this world, you would think that they never think about why they are born, or why they are on this earth, or where they are eventually going when they die. I know that people get busy, and everybody gets busy with the things of this world, and there's things that we must be busy about. Things like making a living and paying bills. You know, all those things are important. Everybody likes to eat, and everybody likes to have a house to live in, and a car to drive, and it takes money to do all of those things. But you know, sometimes people get so wrapped up in gaining those material things that they really don't take care of the thing that's the most important. Where are you going when you die? Knowing this, that Jesus Christ has created everything on this earth, everything in heaven, whether you can see it or whether you can't. Whether that thing is a throne or a dominion, or a principality or a power, all things have been created by God and for God. There's a lot of people that get real busy in this world. They're trying to get ahead. They're trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're trying to have just a little bit of fun. They're trying to raise their children, perhaps just trying to stay out of trouble. There's a lot of folks that try to get just a little bit more education. And what's it all about? You know, the Bible talks about people that gain the whole world, and yet they lose their own soul. I think sometimes that it would be really, really good if we would just stop, be still, and know that God is God. That we would just stop and be still and consider why we are alive in the first place. We're not alive just to gain materialistic things. Rather, we're alive to give glory and honor and praise unto Almighty God. What an empty life it is for a person to live all their life, gaining houses and lands, gaining an education, getting past the Joneses, perhaps, even if they have a lot of fun. What an empty life it is when they die and leave it all and go down into hell. We should consider very well that God is at the foundation of the reason this world exists. It is no accident that there are 7 days in a week. It is no accident that the stars, the moon, and the sun is in its place and gives light to us. There is a reason for all of that. And the Bible tells us here in the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16 that we ought to live our lives to give glory and honor unto God Himself. But a lot of times in this world, people had rather forget that there's a God. People had rather live their lives being busy and filling up their lives with activity, and at the same time, trying to forget that death is coming and that they have an eternity ahead of them. Notice these three scriptures that talk about that God has created man in His own image and in His own likeness. And God has done this so that we will be able to give Him glory and honor and praise. Notice Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. The Bible states, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them." This verse does not state that man looks like God, because the Bible said that God is a spirit, and we know that men are human. But God has three parts: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And man also has three parts: spirit, soul, and body. We have been created in the image and in the likeness of God Himself, both with three parts. Notice in the book of Genesis chapter 5 and verse 1, "In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made He him." Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 7 states, "Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, for I have formed him, yea, I have made him." Man has been created in the image and the likeness of God, and we ought to give God glory and honor and praise. And yet we find in the book of Romans chapter 1 that men worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator. I find today that men are trying to do away with a God that has created all things for His glory and honor, as it states in the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. Instead, men are trying to believe that they have no Creator. What? They believe that they have no creator. They are believing in a theory of evolution. They are believing, instead of what the Bible says about the creation, they want to believe that we're just here by accident. You know, the Bible states, and I'll read it to you again in Colossians 1 and verse 16, all things were created by Him and for Him. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Can you picture that in your mind? Here is the God of creation who has come down to the earth that He has created and taken the dust that He has created. And here God takes this creation of dust and forms it into the body of man. And then listen what the Bible said in Genesis 2 and verse 7. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You know, the reason that people have life, it isn't because that we have evolved from some sort of primeval slime or some big bang or whatever other theory man might devise. But the reason people have life is because God has breathed into the nostrils of man, and man has life. I've got an idea that people want to reason away God. Therefore, they can reason away that God will hold them accountable one day. The fact is that God created this world. God created man. God breathed into the nostrils of man life, and man became a living soul. Men are going to stand before God whether they believe they're going to stand there or not. Why are you born? Listen, Jesus Christ created us for His glory and for His honor. Man sinned in the Garden of Eden, rebelled against the command of God, followed Satan instead of God. Therefore, sin has come into all the world. You know why people die? People die because of sin. Every person that's ever been born has sin, and every person will die because of sin. Why are you alive? Listen, you have a life, and you're going to live somewhere in heaven or in hell. But I want you to know this, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, has come into the world, and He has taken upon Him the form of a servant, the form of a human being, yet without sin. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. God the Father is the Father of Jesus Christ. And Jesus came into the world for the explicit purpose of giving His life on the cross of Calvary, that sinners like you and me could be saved. Listen, folks, I'm saved today, not because of what I've done, but I'm saved because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. Jesus Christ has given His life. He's given His blood on the cross of Calvary, that I might have everlasting life. Let me ask you the question. What is the purpose of your existence? The purpose of your existence, as given to us in the book of Colossians 1 and verse 16, all things were created by Him and for Him. Today, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and fulfill the purpose that God has for you. Trust Him. Bring Him your sins and trust Him. And then get in one of His churches and serve Him in spirit and in truth. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Thank you for listening.